Well, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone listening in to tonight's broadcast of VORW Radio International, the voice of the report of the week, giving out to you last Thursday, the 30th of October, 2025. This program is transmitted to you on the international shortwave frequency of 9705 kilohertz, 300 kilowatts from Taiwan, for listeners in East Asia. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope everyone out there listening in is feeling and doing all right, and I wish you good reception conditions. Welcome, dear listeners. Before we get into formal introductions, I do want to emphasize, first and foremost, if there is any co-channel interference on 9705 kilohertz, I have already gotten that worked out. The issue has been rectified, so if there is any interference this week from radio station KNLS, I have been in touch with their engineer, Mr. Amado Abinajar, and he has worked things out, so if not this week, next week, KNLS will be moving frequencies, and if there is any interference again, it would be for this week only, but it already does look like that it's been addressed and cleared up, and I would like to sincerely extend my thanks to the folks at KNLS for really being willing to work with me through this issue and really get everything sorted out. I just emphasize that in case anyone out there is picking up any interference, I already am aware of it, and it has been addressed and taken care of. So now into formal introductions, I'd like to introduce myself to any new listeners out there, and I'd like to talk for a moment about what this program is and why I'm doing it. My name is John Judasek. I host on YouTube a YouTube channel called The Report of the Week. It has around 3 million subscribers, and it's really my livelihood these days. In addition to the work I do on YouTube, I also host this radio show, VORW Radio International, which stands for The Voice of the Report of the Week. And this radio program I have been hosting for over a decade now. The reason why I do this program is because I truly have a passion for radio, and I think for many of you listening in, you understand that. Radio is such a dynamic and fascinating medium. It has always captivated me. It's always enthralled me. I can't help but love the medium, especially international broadcasting. And for a while, it was a dream of mine to have a program of my own on international shortwave. A decade ago, I was finally able to realize that dream, and I've been at it ever since. The whole point of this program, VORW Radio International, is merely to provide a little bit of an outlet for listeners worldwide, to give you a place for information and entertainment, whilst never mixing the two. In this broadcast, which is 1 hour in length, I will oftentimes begin things out with the news in brief, talk a little bit about some select current events that are going on in the world around us, and then balance things out with listener music requests and even some shout-outs at that. I try to make this a fun, enjoyable, and interactive space on the airwaves. And over the years, I've found that this format, where again, begin things off with a little bit of news talk, and then get into the music thereafter, I found that that works very nicely, it's very well received, and it's a lot of fun to produce as well. This is the type of broadcast you could just sit back, relax to, and put on in the background, or listen intently. You're going to be in for an hour of some good music, some discussion, and as I mentioned, even some listener shout-outs as well. I will be heard at this time and frequency every Thursday for the foreseeable future, at least until February of 2026 and perhaps beyond. I will be here on 9705 kHz at the time of 9 hours UTC every Thursday. Again, that's 9 hours UTC every Thursday, right here on 97.05 kilohertz. So that's the point of the program. That's why I'm here right now. This really is just something that I wanted to do for the fun of it, for both you, the listener, and for me, the broadcaster. So the feeling, I hope anyway, is mutual. And like I said, this is just something that I wanted to do because I love the medium. I still believe in it. I still know that there are people out there tuning in. So this is just a little bit of a celebration, you can say, of radio. And just a good time all around. With the introductions out of the way, dear listeners, please stay tuned. The news is next. Hurricane Melissa left dozens dead and widespread destruction across Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica, where roofless homes toppled utility poles.